mean, I feel like I'm in really good shape, and I feel like my footwork's pretty good to start. Certainly got to shake a little bit of rust off, but definitely feel like, you know, all the work I put in the offseason paid off.
You talk so much about the offensive line and cohesion and chemistry and understanding. How is that overplayed? Can you get up to speed in that in a couple of weeks?
I think I can. I mean, it's certainly important, and any time, you know, the more time you have together is definitely a good thing. But I think if guys are smart and willing to, you know, put in some extra time, getting on the same page, that it can be done quickly.
Center position is so critical. Do you need all the number one snaps, or can you and Luke share them and get the work done that you want?
I mean, we can share. You know, certainly want to get as many as I can, but we can share for a while, and I think it'll still work out.
A lot is made of Greg Olsen and your relationship, having worked with him. How is that helping you?
It's huge. I mean, I'm running the same offense, which is a huge advantage, and I think Olsen's a heck of a coordinator, and Bortles has been picking things up. I think everyone's been picking things up well, and I think should be a good year offensively.
You were with Carr last year, Bortles this year. What's a key for success for him now here in year two from your perspective? What does he have to do well?
I mean, I think for the most part, it's all about decision-making at the quarterback position. So I know Olsen will be teaching him exactly what he's looking at as far as the reads, as far as what defenses are doing. And it's just a matter of him being able to process things quickly, make fast decisions under pressure. And from what I can tell so far, he's definitely knows what he's doing, and is picking up everything well. So I'm excited about what he's going to do this year.